Danny and Nikki in the morning.
Fatboy Slim is here, everybody.
Right about now, the Funk Soul Brother. Check it out now. The Funk Soul Brother. Right about now.
Countdown is on. 9 o'clock this morning. Tickets go on sale for the Big Beach Boutique 3. Fatboy Slim live on the beach on New Year's Day. Are you mad? It's going to be cold.
I'm not as mad as the people who are going to come. Because I'll be undercover and I might have a little fan heater by my hand.
Yeah, what are you going to do to keep us warm? Any plans?
I'm going to make you jump up and down.
Yes.
I'm going to bully you into wearing warm clothing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to provide you with warm stations. So if you do get a bit chilly, we're going to have structures which will be really warm where you can go and warm up. And if things get really bad, I will provide you with one of those stupid silver blankets. But let's hope it doesn't come to
like
that.
Like we get at the end of the marathon. I know exactly
what
you mean.
It won't come to that. Let's go back to the beginning here. Firstly, important things. From the press conference the other day, I did ask when you're going to shave. Now, Nikki, can you just compare and contrast growing beards between me and Norman?
I thought you were going to say between me and Nikki. I was going to say, I'm beating her by far.
Yeah, you definitely got a lot more stubble than me going on. That's quite a growth, isn't it? I'm quite impressed.
I'm going for the sort of salty old sea dog look, whereas you just look like you had a rough night last night.
That's probably the case, actually.
The words fluff and bum come to mind.
Cheers.
This is what you call a man's beard.
It certainly is. I've got a bald bit here, so I can never grow a beard.
I've got a bald bit about that.
I've also got grey bits coming in the sides as well underneath.
The truth about my beard is I'm growing it for... I'm playing John Peel in the John Peel story.
What is that for? TV or what? What's that for?
For a film.
Wow! Yeah. When's that coming out?
When the beard's grown long enough.
Have you worked out your kind of laconic Scouse accent yet? Give us a bit of John Peel.
No. I'm still working with the voice coach.
Yeah. I love the way you just throw these things casually into the conversation. I mean, that's just come from nowhere, this bit of information.
Well, he's a very busy man.
Well, the thing was that you surprised me at the press conference the other day by making that first question. We were thinking people are going to be talking about, you know, how much the tickets cost and, you know, have we got the safety measures in place? And he just goes, when are you going to shave your beard off? And that's the first question.
Yeah, sorry about that.
It threw me a bit.
You let me off. It's a little bit ginger on your top lip, though.
Yeah, I don't know what that's all about.
Mm.
I don't know where that came from. There's no ginger in my family.
Very distinguished.
Yeah.
Listen, I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll play a bit of Fatboy Slim because The Greatest Hits has been out a few months now. It's going all right, isn't it?
Yes, it's still a good Christmas present, kids.
You know it now. Okay, and we'll play a bit of Fatboy, then we'll come back and talk in earnest about the gig and what people have to do at 9 o'clock. Clock this morning to get their hands on a pair of these very valuable tickets.
Okay.
Danny and Nick in the morning and Fatboy Slim with us today on the show.
I just want to say thank you, Norman, for actually doing something decent on the 1st of January. It's my birthday and I've always whinged about the fact that the 1st of January, nobody ever wants to do anything because they're so hungover, and now I've actually got something to look forward to.
Well, I did it all for you.
I know. That's so thoughtful of you, mate.
Yeah, because BBB3... We thought I had a good ring to it, and Nikki's birthday party didn't kind of the same kind of effect.
Yeah. So don't let that put you off getting your tickets.
But treat it as a birthday party, and there will be a cake there for you.
Oh, great. I'm going to keep you to that.
Okay, so it is on January the 1st. What day of the week is January the 1st, by the way?
It's a Monday.
Is it a Monday?
But we'll all be on holiday, so it doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
And it's the stage is going to be on Madeira Drive, right near the Concorde 2, and then facing back towards the Palace Pier. So all the crowd kind of stretch out from there back towards Brighton Pier, yeah?
Yes.
Okay,
yeah.
Good. Now, if people want to watch from the top road, is that allowed?
Well, it's allowed if you're very tall.
Right.
Basically, we got a barrier a metre back from the top of the prom, obviously to stop anyone falling off it.
Mm-hmm.
But unfortunately, that means your sight line...
Yeah.
Is restricted because you can't lean over the edge.
What about people that are going to try and sneak in on the beach, though? How are you going to sort of handle that?
Well, the beach is fenced off from the gig. You're not actually allowed on the pebbles because with all the fireworks. Oops, sorry, goes away.
Oh,
there might be something dangerous going on the pebbles.
Right,
it will be like Fort Knox.
Yeah.
That's the only way the police would let us do it.
Quite right, too.
And also, not only will you not be able to get on the beach or into the gig, but you won't even be able to get near the gig. There's checkpoints before, and if you haven't got a ticket, you're not even going to get anywhere near it.
So the problem last time is that people came down from, like, Liverpool and Manchester, and they couldn't get home. My neighbours, they walked back to Patcham. Yeah. They were fine. They saw the gig. They came home, no problem.
Again, another thing. Because it's three till eight, it finishes at 8 in the evening. A, because it's going to be bleeding cold by then. And B, also, it gives... Because when we finish at 11, everyone wanted to get the last train home at 11:30. And, you know, way too many people trying to get on one train.
Yeah.
You hadn't thought that through.
Yeah, so if we finish at 8, the bar stays open till 9, so you don't have to leave straight away. So you can just trickle out.
Steady flow of
people. And you've still got 3 hours. Everyone's still got 3 hours to have a drink before getting the train home. It means that everybody doesn't leave at once. These are the things that we've been spent 4 years trying to work out how to solve.
I like that. I have a slight problem, though, because you know the tickets are getting allocated from 9 o'clock this morning.
I'm really sorry,
not another problem. I thought we had everything covered.
Well, the problem for me is I've recently moved from Hove. I was wondering your name. I've just moved to Burgess Hill. So what's my postcode? It's RH.
Right, so, but I'm sure if you used to live in Hove, you might have some friends who live in Brighton.
So that's all right. I can do it like that, can I?
The ticket allocation is 6.
Yeah.
So what you have to do is you have to phone up any of your friends in Brighton and say, when you go and buy your tickets, can you buy two for me?
See?
I mean, we're saying it's a local gig for local people, but we're not saying that you have to actually live in Brighton. But to buy tickets, we might actually check your passport to make sure you're a Brightonian.
So what we've got to do here with the countdown to 9 o'clock, tickets available from 9, Nikki is going to do the hard sell for you here, Norman. She's going to do the phone number and the website. These are the only
that's
two.
That's not the hard sell, that's just the information, which is good because I don't know it.
Okay, fair enough. Nikki's good.
Should I do the hard sell?
Man, you can go ahead.
I'll do the hard sell.
Go on then.
The last event we did of a similar nature was Loch Ness last summer, which is in the middle of nowhere, and we weren't quite sure how it would sell. It sold out in 24 hours. So there's only 20,000 tickets. People have been waiting 4 years to do this, so phone now, quickly.
OK, 9 o'clock this morning. This is the ticket hotline number. It's 0870 042 9465. Tickets are £30 each, maximum of 6 tickets, or you can get them online at fatboyslim.net. So that's fatboyslim.net, or the hotline number again, 0870 042 9465.
You've got to have a BN postcode. As you heard, Norman's got his coffee, so cheers to you, mate.
Yeah, cheers you.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for getting me up so early.
That's okay. You're always a pleasure. You're not let off yet. Back with more in a second.
And the countdown is on 23 minutes until those tickets go on sale for the Big Beach Boutique 3.
So Norman's with us this morning. So apart from David Guetta and the Cuban Brothers, what else do we get for our money? Got some surprises?
Because we're charging, we've got a lot more money to put into production. Because the last one I was paying for everything myself out of my own pocket.
How much was that, roughly speaking?
Well, including the clean-out, it came to 180 grand.
That's out of your pocket?
Yeah, well, the sponsor pulled out.
The sponsor pulled out
with, like, 3 weeks to go, and we either cancelled it or I had to pay for
it. You took a hit on that.
I took a hit, but it was worth it.
I mean, it was
a lost leader.
As an event, it was the most amazing thing. I mean, the trouble is, it was on the borderline between a fantastic night and the biggest disaster ever.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I mean,
and you can't take the risk again.
The safety officer said to me, "This, you could have two Hillsboroughs on your hands." Mm. Just before I went on, which scared me. Put you in the mood. No, the last one I paid for, this one, I probably won't make any money because we're going to spend it all on production.
You're not doing this
on safety.
You're not doing this to make money, though.
It's just purely for my ego.
Good, okay.
And you like being in Sussex. You've said for such a long time you want to do something back here, haven't you?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's always the most rewarding to do a gig in your hometown.
Yeah.
And the atmosphere it creates in the town. It's that Brighton thing. We do the burning of the clocks and we do Pride, and there's certain things that Brighton does so well, and the whole town just comes to life, and I enjoy being part of that, and I enjoy the fact that people in Brighton are proud of me because I've been successful, and when I got married to Zoe, I got her to move down here rather than I moved up to London. I'm very Brighton centric.
Listen, Norman is on a new regime, everybody, because normally this time of the morning, I'd imagine you'd be just in pieces and not around at all, but you're a whole
piece. Or I would have pre-recorded it the day before.
He's here, he's doing it, and he's in the flesh. Give him a pinch, Nick, just to check he's real.
No, I wouldn't do that.
Okay. Oh, go on, pinch me.
Like, have a stroke of your beard.
Pinch me, baby.
Come on, there we are. A little stroke of his little wispy beard.
It's got that stage where it's sort of soft. It's got past the prickly stage.
There's no scratching this thing.
What does Zoe and Woody make of that monstrosity on your face?
They're both big fans. It'd probably be gone by New Year's Eve, I have to tell you that.
But you are to be found up bright and early and bushy-tailed these days, aren't you? Because you're in training.
Yeah, well, I'm in training for the Brighton 10K, which is in about 2 weeks.
A couple of weeks.
Are you going to walk it or run it?
Is he going to walk it?
What do you mean? I'm going to walk it. I'm going to race it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What time are you going to hope to do it?
Well, I did it in 51 last time.
That's blooming good going.
And I did it just in training the other day without pushing myself. I did it in 54, so I'm going to work out. I'm going to try and beat 50.
Oh, that's really good, because I did a 10K, but it was in Stanmer Park, which is a bit hilly.
Yeah. And what did you do?
An hour and 1 minute. So 61 minutes, and you're on 55 on the flat. So
yeah. 51.
51. That's a really good time. You got to be pleased.
So
with that.
But also the see thing is, this time of year I'm not DJing that much. You do summer season, and it's impossible to get up early when you've the weekends. It's like
wrong time
the shift
of day.
Work,
yeah.
So, I'm not known for early rising, but this time of year I'm doing a bit of a detox on the drinking, and from now till Christmas I kind of recharge my batteries.
Sensible stage. Yeah.
Well, it's the only time I can. Yeah. Actually.
Looking healthy and happy, yeah. And we'll see you on New Year's Day. You're having a big one New Year's Eve, and then coming straight down to the thing.
No. I'm having a very quiet family one on New Year's Eve.
Okay, great. And we'll see you on New Year's Day. Thanks, Norman.
See you on the beach.
Danny and Nikki in the morning. Back when you wake up.